Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another awesome episode of OEM TV. Once again, my name is Gavin Bowman, technical evangelist for Microsoft. And today I'm joined for part two of our Razer series. I'm joined with Travis Furst, spelled F-U-R-S-T, not F-I-R-S-T, because he wants to make his emails that much more difficult to search. Travis is a global product marketing manager for Razer. So before we get started, Travis, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about what you do for Razer.
Sure. So last name's Furst, as you mentioned. I'm based out of San Francisco in the U.S. I work on the Razer notebook division on the Razer Blade notebooks. So.
Awesome, awesome, really cool. So we're here to talk about one of those notebooks today. So we have a previous video that we have already in the ether on the Razer Blade, but right now we're here to talk about the Razer Blade Stealth, yeah? So my first question, this is you guys' first foray into the ultra-portable, ultrabook sort of range of things. So why ultrabook?
Sure, so we've been doing computers for a while now. We've got our 14-inch Razer Blade and also our 17-inch Razer Blade. And we have packed an incredible amount of performance in a very thin form factor in those computers. And the technologies that we've been developing over the years, we wanted to bring that into a thin and light ultrabook for everyone.
Awesome, awesome. And I see you guys have a very competitive price point as well, starting at $999 out there with the other competitors like the MacBook Air and things of that nature. So how do you guys compare to the MacBook Air or other really popular ultrabook lines?
Sure. So we wanted to bring a premium notebook at a value price. So the Razer Blade Stealth is actually thinner and lighter than the MacBook Air. It weighs only 2.75 pounds and 0.52 inches thin. So it's incredibly thin and light if you're looking for a mobile computer when you're on the go.
Awesome, awesome. Now, when you hear thin and light, that can mean be a double-edged sword sometimes, right? So how do you guys keep it thin and still give me that premium feel, right? Does my screen wobble when I lift it up? Does it feel like I'm going to snap it as soon as I lift up my screen? Like, how does that work?
So durability was incredibly important when we were designing the Razer Blade Stealth. The chassis is CNC aluminum. So we take a solid piece of aluminum and mill it out, and that gives it a very strong, rigid feeling. The display has also been fine-tuned for the touch display so that it doesn't wobble. It feels just very sturdy, and it's very durable.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm going to talk about probably the most important thing to me on an ultrabook would be, right? I'm a huge Razer fan. I know you guys is like on your Razer Blades, the screens are incredible, right? Will I have that same incredible screen on the Stealth?
So we've brought the world's best displays into the ultrabook. We have two display options on the Razer Blade Stealth. We have a 4K panel that's just absolutely gorgeous. It has 100% Adobe color saturation. So if you're looking to do photography, or graphic design and other tasks where you require amazing colors, the 4K display is just unbelievably gorgeous. In addition, we also have a Quad HD display, which is also very high resolution. Both models are capacitive touch, so they support 10-point touch, which works absolutely great with Windows 10.
Awesome, awesome. Good to hear. So you mentioned things like Photoshop and photography, media editing, right? Now, the only thing about that is that in order to have a great media editing machine, you have to have that super color accurate screen, right? You also have to have hardware like a processor, RAM allotments to back that up. So what are we looking at on the Razer Blade Stealth?
So for performance-wise, we didn't want to sacrifice, even though it's incredibly thin and light. It was very important for us to deliver that full performance. So we've got an Intel Core i7 processor. We've also got a PCI Express SSD drive and 8 gigs of RAM. So there's plenty of performance for all your day-to-day tasks.
That's awesome. Cool, cool. So one of my biggest things that I was super excited, not just with the Stealth, but with the Razer Blade, was the advent of the Chroma keyboard. So you guys have been advocating the Chroma line for a while now, and I'm a huge fan of it. Not only that, you know, I've got a full RGB keyboard, but I also have access to the SDK, so I can hack my keyboard now, which is like killer. So do you have anything you want to talk about on how, I'm already sold, so you just got to sell everybody else now. So let's talk about Chroma keyboard lighting.
Sure. So we brought in our Chroma technology into the notebook. It's actually the world's first individually backlit notebook keyboard. So each key can be individually controlled, and each key also supports up to 16.8 million color options. So there's an incredible amount of color options that you can have. That really comes in handy if you're looking to personalize your keyboard and really set it up to a style that's unique for you. In addition, you can also sync it up with our other Chroma devices, so our mice, keyboards, peripherals, headsets, and so forth. You can sync the color combinations and the effects to be coordinated simultaneously in a very fluid pattern.
Okay, great. So my next question is, a laptop sounds awesome and everything, but one of my biggest pain points with purchasing any laptop from so many vendors is that I got to spend the first hour uninstalling a bunch of foolishness I don't need, right? Stop asking me for my antivirus software. Stop installing three antivirus softwares at one time, right? Do you guys do this? Do I have to worry about bloat with Razer?
We hate that just as much as you do. So on all of our Razer Blade notebooks, we have a very clean image, and we refuse to put bloatware, unnecessary software on there. So we want to make sure that it's very clean image. It starts up as quick as it can. No junkware or trialware on there. In addition, we also offer a free download of FL Studio. So if you're a music producer or you want to get into music production, you can get a free copy of that. It's $199 value that's included with the purchase of our Razer Blade Stealth or Razer Blade Notebook as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And I get that as a download code as soon as I purchase a machine?
Yep. So you can go to music.razorzone.com to redeem your free copy.
Awesome. That's killer to hear. So one thing, it looks like all the features are there, and the performance is there, and the form factor is there, and that screen is there, right? Everything I could ever want in an Ultrabook is there. But one thing that I could see myself as someone who purchases an Ultrabook is I want this thing to be thin and light, right? I want it to work, and I want it to last me all day. So how's the battery life looking on the Razer Blade Stealth?
Sure. So since it is an Ultrabook, it meets Ultrabook standards, and you can get up to 8 hours of battery life. So plenty of battery when you're on the go.
Awesome. Good to hear. I had to ask. So now I feel like we got that out of the way, right? Because we all know that the Razer Blade Stealth is incredible. What really sets the Stealth apart from the crowd here is the Razer Core and its interconnectivity with the Razer Core, right? So let's talk about that. What is it? When are you guys going to give me one, and how can I get started with it? So yeah, let's talk about that.
Sure. So to take a little step back for connectivity on the Ultrabook, even though it's thin and light, we didn't want to sacrifice the connection or the ports. So you have full-size USB ports, you have full-size HDMI, but we also added Thunderbolt 3. Now Thunderbolt 3 adds data transfer speeds at up to 40 gigs per second. It also does both power and data, so it's incredibly fast, and it's just a very versatile all-in-one connection port. That Thunderbolt 3 connection is what connects up to the Razer Core. Now, the Razer Core is an external graphics amplifier that would allow you to install a full-size desktop graphics card and transform the Ultrabook from a thin and light computer into a full desktop class experience.
That is killer. And so, to be sure, this isn't just one of you guys who specially modded desktop GPUs, right? I could go to Newegg or TigerDirect and buy a GTX 1080 or a 980, right? And I can just shove it in and this thing will work?
Yeah, so it's a desktop graphics enclosure. So you can install your preferred graphics card from either AMD or NVIDIA, all the way up to, in the near future, we'll also be supporting the NVIDIA 1080 as well.
So that sounds amazing. The Razer Core sounds insane, but I got two questions. The first is, why now, right? Desktop enclosures around your graphics cards have been a thing that other companies have tried to do, right? So why all of a sudden did Razer take this stance in gaming and mobile gaming?
Yeah, so there was a lot of things that had to come together. We partnered with some of the biggest industry-leading technology companies, including Intel, AMD, NVIDIA, and Microsoft, to really bring this to market. Thunderbolt 3 was one of the technologies that really allowed us to bring Razer Core to market fully. It's a open port, so it's not proprietary, unlike some of the other solutions. Also, since it's plug and play, that means that you don't need to reboot your computer every time you plug in Razer Core. So it's very seamless experience.
Awesome.
Just like how you would plug in a flash drive and unplug it, you can do that with the Razer Core external graphics as well. And it's incredibly fast since Thunderbolt 3 supports data transfer at up to 40 gigs per second. You won't have to worry about any type of connection limitations.
Oh, good to know. That was my second question, right? When I hear things like, ah, oh, you can use a desktop GPU with your laptop, I was like, well, where's the bottleneck going to be? But at 40 gigabits per second, it doesn't sound like I'm going to have any between the actual desktop GPU and my device. So what I would do is I'd come home from a hard day of work, right? I'd sit my Razer Blade Stealth on my desk. I'd plug my Thunderbolt 3 into it, and my core is plugged into my monitors and my keyboard. Are there other USB ports on this thing? Are there any other ports on the core itself?
Absolutely. So on the back of the core, we've got four USB 3.0 ports, and we've also got an Ethernet port. And of course, the video outputs are dictated by the graphics card that you would install in Razer Core. So the idea is you leave everything connected to Razer Core, and via that one single Thunderbolt 3 connection to the computer, that passes all the data from all your peripherals, your graphics, and everything. It also charges the computer at the same time. So it's a very seamless docking solution.
Awesome, awesome. So you mentioned earlier that this Razer Core works with the reigning kings of graphics cards right now, right? AMD and NVIDIA. But I can't help but think that there has to be a catch somewhere, and so I'm going to try to hit you with a monkey wrench, okay? Will I have to wait on any special drivers to work between the Core and my Blade Stealth?
That's one of the best things. So since we did partner up with AMD and NVIDIA, AMD has XConnect technology already built into their main Catalyst driver set. So you can go to AMD.com and download the drivers from there. Same thing with NVIDIA. NVIDIA's built support for Core into the normal GeForce driver.
All right. That's awesome. And I'm trying hard right now. Okay, cool. Second question. And I say second question, but I've already asked you like 1,000 questions, so just ignore how many numbers I've asked you. How would this compare to my amazing gaming desktop I already have?
Sure. So the Razer Core itself provides the graphics experience, full-size graphics. The performance, there's other variables that will depend on the computer that you're using. Now, the great thing about Razer Core and the fact that it's Thunderbolt 3 is that it can work with many different computers. It can work with the Razer Blade Stealth. It could also even work with our more powerful Razer Blade 14-inch gaming notebook. So for instance, if you're looking to do VR, you'd probably want to go with the Razer Blade 14-inch notebook combined with the Razer Core. So there's something for everyone.
That is awesome. That's awesome. And what's the price point looking at for something like this?
So the Razer Core, if you buy it with a Razer Blade Stealth or the Razer Blade, it's $399. If you were to buy it with other Thunderbolt 3 compatible devices, it's $499.
So this all sounds amazing, Travis. But last question of the day is, when can you personally get me one of these? When can I have one from you?
So as long as the shipping company delivers it on time, well, you should have one pretty shortly. The great thing about it is the Razer Blade Stealth is now shipping. It's available via RazerZone.com. Razer Core is actually all shipping to customers right now. We're in the process of fulfilling all the pre-orders, and we'll be opening up additional sales very shortly.
Awesome, awesome. Good to know. So Razer Blade Stealth is out now. I can go ahead and purchase it, and I can still, my discount for the Razer Core will still work, even though I can just put a pre-order down for it.
Absolutely.
And it'll be available to me shortly. Great. So I'll be earnestly waiting outside of my doorstep for one, Travis.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for stopping in, and thank you guys for checking out another awesome episode of OEM TV. Once again, my name's Gavin, and this is Travis First from Razer. It was an amazing episode. Everyone should buy it, and everyone should buy me one. And I don't really have a great ending here, so I'm just gonna look down.